At issue are two routine news releases about unemployment and property values from the Department of Revenue and the Department of Workforce Development. Both include sunny news about the state's economy, and both include one sentence charging the Bush administration with, quote, a lack of leadership. GOP spokesperson Chris Lotto says attacking the president on state letterhead in an election year crosses a line between policymaking and political campaigning.
And let's not kid ourselves. That's exactly what's going on here with this sort of cheap, partisan, unsubstantiated shots that they're taking, clearly meant to malign President Bush and make John Kerry look better. That's where a line needs to be drawn.
But both the State Elections Board and the State Ethics Board say no line has been crossed. Directors of both boards say the offending anti-Bush sentence in the news releases are fair political commentary and don't violate state campaign rules. A spokesperson for the governor's office, Melanie Fonder, says national policies that affect the state are fair game for criticism by state politicians.
You know, Republicans would like it to be illegal to criticize the president's policies, but if that policy is affecting Wisconsin, it's clearly the governor's job to stand up and talk about it when a policy is hurting the state.
Fonder notes that Republican Assembly Leader John Gard recently used his state letterhead to attack Democratic nominee John Kerry's economic policies. Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says state election laws are designed mainly to prevent political fundraising by state officials on state time. He says expressing an opinion about a sitting president is a far cry from using state funds to advocate for his defeat in an election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.